are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. Welcome back to another Sunday night, my friends. How have you been? What's going on in your life? You know I want to know. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Speaking of tweeting, there's a fantastic guest that we have on tonight, Dr. Joseph Cardillo. I want you to follow him on Twitter at Dr. Dr. Mind Fitness. Are you all ready to work out your mind tonight? Because tonight is a life class on Max and Friends. You've got the power. I've got the power. How do we use the power? And you know what? How can we be like water? And how can we bow to life? And can I have your attention? Well, these are all books from Dr. Cardillo. So we have quite the special guest tonight, because when I found him, you know, it was through Dr. Van Sant. You know how I am here with titles. If you worked for it, I should call you only by that. So from Ilana Van Sant, well, you know, the newsletter that we all been getting from Dr. Van Sant is really changing people's lives one day at a time. And also listening to Max and Friends, I hear from you all, and thanks for your emails, is changing your lives. Well, you know, I've always wanted to have this show be a platform where we can help you, the listener, really grasp hold of your life and take it to the max. You know, that's what I say on every show, because I believe in you people. You know, I think the one thing we all need sometimes in life is validation. And we might not have ever heard it from people that we love. So know that I love you all, and know that tonight I validate you. I know what you're going through. I hear what you're going through because you tweet me, you email me, you keep me posted. And I just want you to know that tonight you're going to get the power and you're going to be able to take life to the max. And I think that's what the importance of all this is about. Speaking of, we had a great guest on last week. You know, we were talking about mantras, and I just love the fact that that little phrase that mantras are sandpaper to our life and they sand down our karma. Wasn't that a great life class from last week? Life tip, I like to call it. Speaking of mantras, tomorrow I'm going up to Kashi Ashram, so check out kashi.org. I'm going to go up there and just do some mantras and get back into tune with myself. Now, if you don't have an ashram near you, you can create one. Just go into a quiet space in yourself and a quiet space in your home and start chanting. Start, you know, really just taking moments to be still and taking moments to know that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. Now, you know, I've heard this weekend, so a couple of my listeners have all had some breakups in their lives. Well, what I'm going to offer you to you tonight is to thank your ex, because they've now allowed you to be with the person you're supposed to be with. And now they're allowed to be with the person that they're supposed to be with. You know, sometimes in that season, we just have to accept it. And understand that there's a bigger power, and that just because they're no longer in our lives doesn't mean we can't love them anymore. But if there was strife or anger, which I'm sensing with a couple of you that there were, I got your tweets, by the way. I'm not calling you out tonight, but thank them. It's a better place to be in when you can thank your ex for now you can be with who you're supposed to be with. So I've got to give a shout out tonight to Meganella, because she's always tweeting us here on Max and Friends, and heading out for my 9th anniversary. Well, congratulations to you. I'm getting your tweet right now. You know, we are an interactive show, so hit us up on Twitter all the time at Max Tucci. If you want to call in, the number is 323-203-0815. However, tonight, just because of the nature of whom our guest is, I don't think we're going to have time to get to calls. But what I want to tell you all is that speaking of the seasons, like how I just mentioned, Dr. Cardillo has a fabulous book coming out in June called The 5 Seasons, How to Synchronize Your Life with the Seasons. I can't wait to talk about that. But before we talk about that, we've got to talk about all the other wonderful books that he has, because he is a best-selling author. We love best-selling authors. Go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble to find his books. Dr. Joseph Cardillo. Again, his email is josephcardillo.com. So you can learn more about him, and you could tweet us at Max Tucci or at DR Mind Fitness. It's time to work out our minds, everyone. But before that, we've got a song that I want to play for you all tonight. And, you know, it goes back to back in the day when when we used to jam it out. I'm talking about like back in the day. You remember when we had those big boom boxes and everything was good? Well, there was a band called Snap. Y'all remember that? And you remember the song, I've Got the Power? Well, if you forgot that you have the power, you're going to be reminded in this song. And then when we're back, Dr. Cardillo is going to be here joining us, and we're going to really let you know how you've got the power and how you can take life to the max. So on that note, let's get Snap playing, I've Got the Power. And when we're back, Dr. Cardillo is here on Max and Friends, only on LA Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and I've got the power, and so do you. That was Snap Ronin. Good fade right there into I've Got the Power. I like when the song ends like that. Well, speaking of power, are you all getting energized tonight here on Max and Friends? Now, listen carefully. Get your pens ready, because tonight we're going to have a life class, and that's for sure. Your lives are about to be transformed, people. You know, we're in this shift right now. We've got this force that's with us. You know, when they say, let the force be with you, I always say the force is with me. And then Dr. Rodney always reminds me that there really is no force when you're in a flow. It's just a beautiful thing to be in. So I hope you're all in this flow. It's 11:11 on the East Coast, so that's make your wish time out there. And I'm just so excited to have Dr. Joseph Cardillo here. You know, there's some fascinating people that I find, and when I find them, I want to bring them to you because I know that you're so eager to learn. And I love when, you know, I can teach you all everything, but unless you're ready to accept it and hold on to it, there's a little bit of a conflict because y'all want to learn, but you're not ready to be taught. But I think we're all ready to be taught now. So, you know, there's Dr. Cardillo, let's see, he has a book called Bow to Life. And I just think those three words by themselves, bow to life, you know, we always bow when we believe in a source greater than us, to them. You know, we always do our genuflex and we bow to the source greater than us. And I'm going to find this to be a very interesting conversation, bow to life. So without any further ado, I would like to invite best-selling author Dr. Joseph Cardillo to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Pull up your mic and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Well, you know, we've got a lot of people tuning in tonight, and we've got tweets coming all over the place. So there's a lot of people who are receptive to having the power. Why do you think so many people love to know about the power and how they can obtain it and use it?
Well, you know, because I think that deep down, I think we all have a sensibility that tells us there is something that we can tap into that's enormously powerful, way more powerful than we are, and that's capable of transforming our lives really, you know, in some cases in an instant. And I think we have that feeling, that sensibility. And so I think that people are interested in how to access that.
Absolutely. Now, you know, I want to talk about your book, Bow to Life, because just those three words I find so powerful. And it's, as you say, it's really a celebration of life and the power of positive energy. Is this what all of your books are about?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, the basic theme in all of my books really is positivity and how to become positive, more positive, how to regain positivity if we've lost it. Because, you know, if you're positive, you attract more positivity. You're able to attract it from others as well. You know, we stay healthier, we're happier. You know, there's even some good research that shows that, you know, even when you're on medicines, if you have a positive attitude, the medicines work better. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for so many reasons, I think that, you know, it's a trail that's worth pursuing.
Now, why the words bow to life?
Well, for a couple of reasons. You know, first of all, you know, like you've already said, you know, many of us just want to celebrate life itself as a just, you know, an incredibly sacred act and a sacred place to be. But the other thing that I was going for in the book, which turned out to be a long book, I think it's about a 400-page book, was to explore divinity and the manifestations of divinity in a way that you know, that most of us could look at it and talk about it casually, but still get into it and try to get into it more deeply, really.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, I love it. And recently, actually, you know, I believe in the flow. And I think that those of us who are in it right now are understanding this radio show tonight. And I think those that want to be a part of this shift or the flow are understanding, are being educated tonight. So, you know, recently I came up with this quote, and is that we are divinity wrapped in flesh. Now, when I say that to you, how does that resonate in your spirit?
Completely. Completely, because, you know, really that's the core message of in Bow to Life, is the idea that divinity is the energy of divinity is in all living things, and actually is in all things.
So we are divinity wrapped in flesh then, would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And the title of my book, Bow to Life, you know, really, when comes from you know, a practice, an Eastern practice of of bowing, and it's more than you know how in the West we might just shake hands. The bow in the East is a recognition of the divine in the other individual.
You know, I love that because. You know, I love the fact, you know, in the Western, like in the States and here, everyone shakes each other's hands and they do the fist bumping. And I think it just is so ungenuine. You know, I love, like, you know, in Namaste, when we put our hands together in prayer position and we bow to the inner parts of our human brothers and sisters or whomever we bow to. There's just such a stronger connection, I think, and such a genuine connection when you put those two hands together in the prayer position and just bow to someone. You're really acknowledging their existence as opposed to just a handshake or a fist bump. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And really, you know, that's what it's all about, is the, you know, is the divine expression in all of us. And it's really, you know, one of the things that you know, I was attracted to in that book in particular was you know, the a lot of current science is embedded in Eastern wisdom, and you know, and I find that there's people that are coming to many of the same ideas either from a scientific journey or from a spiritual journey. Myself, I use both. I arrived at it first through a spiritual journey, a lot of my conclusions, and then I tried to, you know, go at it, you know, from a scientific angle. But, you know, I find that some people, you know, use one or the other. And what was interesting to me is that so much current science is embedded in Eastern wisdom, ideas just like that the divine expresses itself through everything. And it's, you know, it stays in a lot of places just as science, you know, that the origins, that this wisdom goes back 3,000, 4,000, maybe more years, is kind of like the inscription on a coin that's kind of worn off. You know, the coin's there, but you don't know where it came from.
But those coins have value is the point, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's fair to say that your writing is a blend of Eastern wisdom and Western science then?
Yes, it is.
You know, I want to move on to this term that we hear a lot, and it's mind and body. We hear it quite often. What exactly does it mean?
Well, you know, we all have heard the expression mind over matter. And, you know, I like using the expression matter over mind as well, just to remind us that that's a two-way street. And so, you know, the mind is able to regulate the body. For example, let's say that I've got high blood pressure. Well, you know, maybe if I practice meditation, or if I practice music therapy, or if I practice Qigong or Tai Chi or something like that, I can lower my blood pressure, you know, via the mind. But you can go the other way too. Let's say that, you know, your mind is not focusing, that your mind is scattered and wanders, you know, then you could use exercise, physical exercise, to bleed off some of that excess energy that's scattering your thoughts. or you can work on reversing depression or insomnia by working the body. So you can change
Absolutely.
The mind through the body, and you can change the body through the mind. It's kind of a two-way street. And really, I say it's a two-way street, but we like to hyphenate that. So it's really mind, body, spirit with hyphens in between. So it's really all the same thing.
Absolutely. You know, this one thing, you know, we always hear mind, body, spirit, but I always put spirit, mind, and body, because I think the spirit regulates the mind, and then the mind will regulate the body, and then the body will regulate the actions. But, you know, we short circuit our spirit sometimes, and we put it last. How do you feel about changing the word mind, body, and spirit to spirit, mind, and body?
I have no problem with that at all. I think that's probably closer to the truth, maybe.
I think so, because, you know, we get to this point in life where, you know, we just become like human. We're human beings, and instead of human doers. But, you know, yeah. Like we just fall into the trap of becoming robotic, almost to the point where we don't believe in our spirit, or we don't believe in the force. And then we even take the word God out, and we put universe, or we put the greater source, you know. And I think it's come to a point where we all need to just refocus and regroup and realize that really we are here for a greater purpose, and our spirit really can regulate our mind. So how do we tap into our spirits to get them to start regulating our mind?
Well, it's interesting, because while you're saying that, I was thinking that, you know, a couple of years back, I was doing some research on attention training, and I was talking to probably one of the best brain scientists in the world, really, and he said something that for me has been, you know, just enormously both entertaining and curious. He said, you know what? He said, no matter how bright anybody is, it doesn't matter. He said, most of us just barrel on through life mindlessly, and I thought. And he meant that in a Zen sense. But, I thought that it was really kind of humorous, you know, hearing, you know, one of the greatest brain scientists in the world saying, you know, we barrel through life mindless. So I laughed when he said it. But then I thought about it, and I said, you know, you're right. You know, I think that, you know, both scientifically and philosophically, you know, we go through the day without really connecting with who we are. You know, I think it was Deepak Chopra had said, you know, you wouldn't live with a stranger. You wouldn't just bump into a stranger on the street and move in with a person permanently without a lot of hesitation. He said, but most of us, you know, are willing to live estranged from ourselves.
And we do every day. You know, it's interesting. We need to start, you know, there's a shift happening. I just feel it. And there's a lot that are feeling it too. But, you know, there's a great guru of mine named Majaya Sati Bhagavati. She's passed since. But one of her great teachings that I've held on to was when she said, when I was searching for God, I found myself.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
I think when we grasp that reality that, you know, we are divine. I mean, we truly are divine human doers. I think we're bigger than being, you know, we do things in life. We have the capability to have the power, people. And speaking of that power, we have a great guest here tonight. Dr. Joseph Cardillo is joining us. Follow him on Twitter at Dr. DR Mind Fitness. And hey, Ronan, what is everyone listening to right now? This is Max and Friends. We're glad you're joining us tonight, because this is a life class here. We're helping you with your lives. We're going to fill them up. And, you know, there's a great saying that I have: until your cup is 100% full, don't let others steal from you. So can I have your attention, people? Because that's the book we're going to talk about now with Dr. Joseph Cardillo. He's our guest tonight. And in your book, Can I Have Your Attention? How to Think Fast, Find Your Focus, and Sharpen Your Concentration, you talk about the science of attention training. Why did you write a book on focus?
Well, because I think that, you know, and this is interesting. It's what we were just talking about in terms of, checking in with ourselves, you know, finding out who we really are and what we're really about, finding out what we're doing here, segues right into this. I think that it's very difficult to live a purposeful life unless you're able to focus on your external world as well as your internal world, and to try to match the two, and also to try to figure out, you know, what is it that my purpose in this life is, and find a way to match that inner world up with the life that you're living, which will bring greater meaning into your life, and also deeper satisfaction, I think.
You know, how do we pinpoint exactly what our purpose is here?
Well, I think that we look both inward, introspectively, and I think we look outward as well. I think we have to really have a sense of an honest sense of who we are, of self. And I think that we have to kind of detach and look at that self as it behaves day by day, and what good it's producing, not just for the individual, but, you know, in the bigger picture as well. So I think if you're looking inward and you identify this person that you are, and then see how that person behaves, acts day by day, you can start to match the two together.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your book, Can I Have Your Attention?, you talk about attention training. What exactly is it, and who can benefit from it?
Well, I think we can all benefit from attention training. You know, let me give you a statistic that's one of the most interesting statistics that came out of the work that I was doing. During any second of the day, your mind will download approximately 11 million bits of information per second. And we can only pay attention to 40. So, I mean, we're only, you know, our raw material can only handle 40 bits of information per second, even though we're being inundated with 11 million per second. So in one respect, you feel like, well, that's not much. You know, and from another respect, you're looking at it and you're saying, well, then a lot of my life is being constructed without my okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because if you can only pay attention to 40 bits of information per second, and there's 11 million flooding your mind, then there's an awful lot happening that's going under the radar. And it is happening. So, you know, one asks, you know, what control do you really have? But if you take that 40 bits of information per second, I know that's maximum, and I know that everybody doesn't max out per second, but if you take that and then you just multiply it by, you know, an average lifespan, that's still an awful lot.
Absolutely.
Of now information that we can compile into our lives. And what I would submit is that is your life. That 40 bits of information per second, as much of that as you can grab and organize and turn into something, that's who you are, and that's what you leave behind and lives on.
Absolutely. Now, I love that you say live behind, because I always say that when I die, I want to die empty, meaning everything that I have to offer, I don't take with me. But you know what, everyone? You're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. We have Dr. Joseph Cardillo joining us tonight, a best-selling author with a ton of books and one great one that's coming out this June, so we're definitely going to have him back. But I want you all to get your pens ready, and if you missed any portion of this, you know you can go back to the Max Archives, to the Max and Friends Archives here on LA Talk Radio. Just go to www.latalkradio.com. And / capital M-A-X dot P-H-P. You can find 5 years of shows there that some are not so good and some are fantastic and some are just a mix of whatever I'm bringing to you all. So on that note, you know, there's so much going on in our lives, Dr. Cardillo, and we talk about focus, but how can we find the center and stay in it?
Well, I think that, you know, I think that meditation is key. I think that learning some meditation skills is absolutely key to that. And you know, there are plenty of sources, including my own, that can teach meditation skills. And I think that learning how to meditate and combine that with visualizations and reflections, I think, are a really good starting point.
Absolutely. Now, you know, when I say the word abundance to you, what does that mean?
Well, it means a lot of things. Information-wise, it means that there's we have 11 million bits of information to deal with mm-hmm. per second. But abundance to me really is just this enormous amount of energy in which we live and in which we're part of, and it is completely at our disposal, and in many ways it's unlimited what we can do with it. And to me, that's the beginning of abundance. I mean, you have infinite possibility and infinite choice. I personally believe before we were born, while we're here, and then again.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's a great book you have called Your Playlist Can Change Your Life. You all know how much I love music, so we're going to play a quick little song here for you right now, and then when we're back, Dr. Joseph Cardillo is going to join us again, and he's going to let us know about his book, Your Playlist Can Change Your Life. This Little Light of Mine on Max and Friends.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was This Little Light of Mine, and I'm going to let it shine. Y'all know how much I love that song, and how I love to play music here on Max and Friends. And I do believe that our little lights, we're going to let them shine, let them shine, let them shine, people. It's time to get the power in our lives, and you know how they have power, and power gives us light. So let your little light shine. Now, we've got Dr. Cardillo joining us tonight. His book, Your Playlist Can Change Your Life, was endorsed by Sting, of all people. Now, most of us like music already, but your book talks about how we can literally train our brains with music. How can we do that?
Well, Your Playlist Can Change Your Life, what we tried to do is we tried, and I co-authored that book with Dr. Galena Midland, who's from Columbia University, and with Don DeRusso from Virginia. And what we tried to do is we tried to take something that people already love, music, and already feel that it has great effect on their lives, and we tried to take our respective sciences and apply it to that to try to find a way to make the benefits that people already sense from music more dramatic. We wanted to intensify those effects and use music in a way to try to do things like relieve anxiety, and we tried to increase alertness. We tried to relieve insomnia, stress, depression, and we even used music to ward off addictions and so on. So we tried to use it in a scientific way. We could have used other things, but this was something that people already knew worked. And the other reason that we use music is because next to the sense of smell, music can hit brain points faster than anything else. And so music is very, the effects are very fast and thorough, in that music is the only thing that hits all brain points.
Mm-hmm. No, I know that with classical music alone, our minds can be literally at peace, let's say. Now, you know, what's on your playlist, Dr. Cardillo?
Well, all kinds of things. I mean, I have different playlists. I have several different playlists. I have, you know, an athletic playlist that I use for different things. For example, I have a jogging playlist. And then I have a playlist that I use that would get me to sleep if I'm having a hard time getting to sleep. And I have a playlist that I use for on my way to work. And I have a playlist that I use for on my way home from work. So I have different playlists for different things.
So can you recommend a playlist everyone should have?
Yeah, I think everybody should make two different playlists. First of all, I can't tell people with any kind of authority what to put on their playlist, because it has to be songs that you like. If you don't like them, they won't work. So you have to like them, and the more you like them, believe it or not, neurologically speaking, the greater their capacity to work. So, you know, if it's a song that you like and like a lot, then that's one you want to use. But I can give a few guiding posts. Everybody should have two playlists, one that brings them up and the other one that'll relax them and bring them down. And the reason I say that is because when we talk about now I'm going to just kind of shift gears a little bit. When we talk about having a balanced mind, scientifically, in terms of psychologically and perhaps even neurologically, what we're talking about is a balanced mind is one that is in between calm and alert. So if you were any more alert, you would become anxious, and if you were any more calm, you would be too mellow to reach your optimized mindset for that particular task. So your mind is optimally right smack in the middle of alert and calm. So what we try to do with music is, as you have a sense, you know, and you can kind of develop. Everybody develops their own compass. If you have a sense that I'm starting to feel a little too anxious for what I'm trying to do, then you use your playlist that'll bring you down, or a song even that'll bring you down, and just put it on repeat. If you feel that you're too mellow, then you would use something that would bring you up. Now, the tricky thing is that depending on the situation, one song that'll work in one situation may not work in another one, so you have to have different ones. So, for example, if you've got a song that is perfect for, you know, waking you up in the morning on the way to work, it might not work at all if you're trying to use it you to jog. Mm-hmm. Or if you were trying to use it, perhaps, you know, while you're typing, it might not work.
You know, there's one song in particular. It's very funny because I have my song for when I do my thing for the gym or whatnot. And it's from Top Gun. You know, it's the Van Halen song. You could put that song on. I will be so unmotivated to work out. You put that on and I feel like I'm flying one of those jets. But if I were to go put that song on and try to get my work done faster, there would be no way I could do it. So I totally understand where you're coming from with that. Now, speaking of fitness, does fitness have anything to do with the attention and focus?
Yeah, it does, because when your mind is optimized, things will work. But for example, let's say that you're too tired. You're really too tired to pay attention.
Everyone says that. Aren't you hearing that a lot lately? I'm tired. I'm so tired. Tired. Everyone's tired.
So if you went out and you took a brisk walk, or if you went out and you jogged, or if you did anything that involved, you know, some movement, and then you listened to music that was upbeat, the upbeat music would have a greater effect on you than it would if you just listened to it straight without the exercise. If you combine it with the exercise, it'll even have more of an impact.
Mm. So the book, everyone, is called Your Playlist Can Change Your Life. Thanks for that tweet asking for the title of the book again. Your Playlist Can Change Your Life. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at josephcardillo.com. So do visit his website. I love that you all are tweeting me, asking me questions about this show tonight. I told you it was all going to be pretty powerful stuff here tonight. It's another life class here tonight at Max & Friends. We're just discussing that the power of music. You know, everyone, people take pills as uppers or drugs as uppers, and pills and drugs as downers. There's no need anymore, because music has the same effect as uppers and downers, as we're learning here tonight on Max & Friends with Dr. Cardillo. I love this fact. I think music is the new antidote to not using uppers and downers anymore. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I'm glad that you said that. I'm really glad that you said that, because we've had a great efficacy rate with music. For one thing, we had somewhere in the vicinity, I think it was about an 85% efficacy rate using music to prevent insomnia. So instead of using, you know, drugs, we were using music. And we also had about an 85% to 90% efficacy rate for insomnia, for stress relief and panic relief, anxiety relief, and we had some good success using music as opposed to treating with pharmaceuticals for ADHD.
I love it. I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, we're building a school here in Boca Raton, Florida, for the Unicorn Children's Foundation called the Unicorn Village Academy, where we deal every day with kids with ADHD and ADD and autism. So I would love to see how music is going to play a role in their lives, because I have a feeling it's going to be quite beneficial. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and we used the prescribed playlist was parallel to when the individual would normally take their medication. So if they took it in the morning and then again at midday, then what we were prescribing was the music in the morning and then again at midday.
Fantastic. Well, you know, there's a great app, everyone, called Relax Melody, and you can find it on your app store. If you get it there, it's something that I listen to prior to bedtime, and you can actually make your own relaxing melodies there. So it's quite cool. Speaking of apps, everyone, I encourage you to go to the App Store and get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. You can take us with you wherever you go. I like to say when you download the app, if you're on the East Coast, on Sunday night at 11 p.m., you could take me to bed with you because you can listen to Max and Friends there live every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've got Dr. Joseph Cardillo joining us here tonight on Max and Friends. We're talking about his wonderful book that Sting did the it was endorsed by Sting. Your playlist can change your life. We're talking about the book Be Like Water, Can I Have Your Attention, and Bow to Life are just a couple of his titles. You've got another book coming out in June, and I love the title, The Five Seasons, How to Synchronize Your Life with the Seasons. How can people get an advanced copy?
Well, at the moment, I think any of the online stores will have it. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at the moment. And then as soon as it's released, it'll be wherever books are sold.
And now, what is the book about? Because I love the title.
Well, it's based again in a fusion of Eastern medicine and Western psychology, which is one of the portals that I write from, and it takes a look at the seasons. And of course, in the Eastern sense, there are five seasons, and the middle season. Well, I think I'll leave that out of my discussion.
It's good. You know what? We'll leave it out because we need people
season.
To buy the book.
Yeah, the middle
we need people
season
to buy
is the
book.
Fifth season, the book is basically a guidebook on how to access the energy, the positive energy, the best energy from the five seasons, and how to synchronize your own internal energy with that.
No, synchronicity is such an important thing in life. So I look forward to the five seasons, how to synchronize your life with the seasons coming out in June. You can look at josephcardillo.com for more information on that book. There are advanced copies. Now, where can listeners find your books? We talked about Amazon. We talked about your website. So basically all of those avenues they can find, yeah?
Yes.
And now I've got to ask you some questions because we got to wrap this show up. And before we still have to talk about some more things, but you know, I like to say here on Max and Friends, the first time you're a friend and the second time you're family. So in order to have you back as family, I have three questions that I ask my guests. One would be, if you could live anywhere in this world, where would it be?
At the moment where I am.
And that's a great statement because my next question is, when I say to you where you are at this exact moment is exactly where you're supposed to be, what does that mean to you?
Exactly what it sounds like. I think that, you know, where you are, all the things that are happening to you, you know, your place, not just the place, but all the things that are happening to you are happening and being orchestrated for a reason. And I think that that reason has to do with why we're here. And I think that reason has been pre-approved of by ourselves. And I think that it's important that we see it that way.
We've accepted this life, right?
I think we accepted this life before we entered it.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Now, before I ask the last question, you know, you've recently had a part in a documentary film. The film is called Looking for Mr. Miyagi. How did that come about?
Well, that came about through my book, Be Like Water. Emmy-winning producer David Leban had been carrying my book around for years. And all of a sudden, about a year ago, now about almost a year and a half ago, gave me a call and said, you know, he was making a movie, a documentary film, on that dealt with spirituality and martial arts, and you know, would I be in it with them? You know, would I make an appearance in it? And a very short one, as a matter of fact. but we talk about my book, Be Like Water, because it's based in Eastern wisdom, and there's some talk about martial arts in the book as well. So
fantastic. Well, before I let you go,
out next year.
Before I let you go, Dr. Cordillo, I've got to ask you. The third question is: what do you want your legacy to be?
Well, that's something that I honestly I don't think about that much. I think about doing what we're doing right now, and I think that's what I would want my legacy to be is a continuation of the discussion that we're having right now, and it wouldn't have to continue. I think the fact that we've had the discussion is on the right track.
And so it is. Well, I thank you for joining me tonight, Dr. Joseph Cordillo. Check out josephcordillo.com. On Twitter, it's Dr. Dr. Mind Fitness. We all worked out your minds tonight here on Max and Friends. And I thank you, Dr. Joseph Cordillo, for joining me. It's been a pleasure having you tonight.
Thank you.
And I look forward to having you on very soon. And I'll talk to you after the show.
Thank you much. My pleasure, too.
Thank you for being here. So everyone, it's come to that time where we've got to wrap up the show. And you know what I always say is that this week I want you to take life to the max. I hope you learned a few things here tonight. If you miss any portion, go back to the archives. And let's play Lead Me to the Water. And I've got a message for you, so stay with me. Thanks for tuning in to Max and Friends tonight here on LA Talk Radio. I'll tell you why I need a second chance to be here right now, because I want you all to come back next Sunday and every Sunday following, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've always got shows for you that will enlighten, empower, and make you take life to the max. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Thanks to Dr. Joseph Cordillo. JosephCordillo.com is his webpage. He's just a great guest that we've had on tonight, and I hope you've all been inspired. So take a little time to love one another this week. Enjoy the week, love one another, as I always say, and take life to the max. CBS News is coming up next, and here is just a little bit more of Sharon Agati, Lead Me to the Water. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. I'm Max Tucci, your host of Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Tell me where.